This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. A talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls all hour long. We already have a boatload of text and calls stacked up, so we're going to go as quick as we can with all these. Do me a favor, quick questions, just get right to your point, and Congressman Cramer will do the same, and we'll just keep moving along, and I'll intercede and inject when I need to kind of just keep it going so we can get to as many of you as possible today on the program. Okay? Sound good? We are brought to you in part today by our friends of the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Hey, we all want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? Because that means jobs and careers for generations. And we want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations as well. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make that happen. And with the promise of new technologies emerging, the Energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more, again, at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer here, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Text us, 701-226-8503, and Todd will get those right to us as well. And welcome your questions and or your comments. Let me just go to Sybil in Bismarck for a step here. Sybil, go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Well, good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning.
I was just wondering, you know, with the insurance companies, they have stockholders and they provide a service, of course, to us, but their main goal is to maximize profits. And one of the things I was concerned about, and I hope it comes up in on the Senate floor, is that there's prevention. You know, you talk about insurance companies having, you know, required to have certain things. And I think that prevention is such an important piece for people, for their health, and for the overall health. In fact, it saves money if there's good medical health prevention.
Yeah, no, Sybil, thank you for that. It's a very, very good point. It's a very important point. And to your point about profit from an insurance company, of course, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield's a nonprofit in North Dakota. But whether it's shareholders or whether it's, you know, dividends or whatever the case might be, obviously they need to make some money to be able to do their work. One of the best ways for an insurance company to make money is to save money, and preventative health coverage helps them do that because, of course, as the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so there should be a built-in reward, if you will, an incentive to stay healthy. One of the problems, of course, I've said this many times, and I think some people misunderstand it, but insurance has sort of a perverse way it works, and that it only pays out if you need it, and you hope you never need it, right? And that's insurance of all types, but you buy it to in case you do need it. But one of the things about healthcare is that you can have some impact on your health, and we always have to be careful, right? Because you can be a perfectly fit, you know, yoga instructor at the age of 30 and have cancer. That happens. But there are also certain behaviors, as we know, that can enhance your health. And one of the things I remember, whether it's workers' comp or you know, when I was on the state, when I worked for the state, we were under the North Dakota State Employees Plan or PERS plan, you know, the insurance company pay for, you know, certain things that made you safer, kept you safer, including, by the way, part of or all of your membership to a club like the YMCA or some health club. And those kinds of things absolutely can allow you to bring costs down, and then they charge you less for your for your insurance if you're healthy. But one of the challenges, we get back to this pre-existing condition thing, Sybil, which is just so important that we always come back to that, because a pre-existing condition for the vast majority.
Well, I didn't mention that, and actually you had said that it only affects 7% of the people. And I just wonder, too, if the bill itself says that, like, the state of North Dakota will have we have an option, or our legislature has an option there, whether they're going to even have that waiver or pick up that or get a waiver. And so it sounds like there's still a lot, in process.
Sure. There is, but the waiver point, Sybil, is a very good one, too. Because, and, Scott, this is important stuff. That a state can request
money. You know, I'm a woman. So, I mean, yearly, I need to do screenings to stay, make sure I am healthy. And that does cost money. And there's things like Women's Way is a program, but who knows, that probably won't be around much longer. I mean, there's a lot of going around. And so, it's hard to know how healthy we really are going to be.
Yeah. Well, actually, and our plan actually covers more for preventative health care. And Obamacare was one of the strong focuses on Obamacare as well, by the way. But our bill actually strengthens all of that and, in fact, provides even more funding for community health care and for programs that are, focused on prevention. Also, by the way, our bill does not allow any discrimination based on gender. That's just, that's very clearly in the law. With regard to state waivers on some things like essential health benefits, for example, if a state requests a waiver and gets a waiver, they have to meet certain qualifications. And one of the qualifications, of course, is that you have a different way to cover. And by the way, the federal government then will shift some of their resources to the state to do that covering, whether it's helping bring premiums down, whether it's just paying for in a shared risk pool of some sort, paying for the premiums. And the reason this is important, Scott and Sybil, is we would rather have people that have a condition that's costly stay on their regular insurance. That helps everybody. And so rather than being knocked off of insurance because of a condition or a high cost problem, we'll have the government's resources help fund the difference so that everybody's rates stay lower. But one of the incentives we do have built in that some people find offensive and I think is worth talking about, and that is continuous coverage. Because right now under Obamacare, you don't have to maintain continuous coverage to continue having coverage, to continue the guarantee of non-price discrimination coverage. We want people to keep their health insurance, not get off of it and then get back on and get off and get back on. So if you maintain continuous coverage for a year, your rates can't go up just because you have a condition or a cancer or whatever it might be that's starting to cost the insurance company more money. So we incent people to stay on their coverage rather than get off it. So if you get off, drop your coverage for 3 months and get back on, we allow the insurance company to charge up to a 30% surcharge. But then if you maintain your coverage for a year, then that goes, they can no longer discriminate on price because of your condition. So there's a little bit of both carrot and stick involved there, but we want people to maintain their coverage. And we've just seen a whole bunch of abuse of the system where, people will just buy insurance after they get sick, even though they could have been buying it prior to that. We want to make it so more people are buying insurance.
Thank you, Sybil. Appreciate the call very much. Others,
very
welcome. Here's
call.
A text from John in Bismarck. When can we stop dancing around the elephant in the room? Increasing health care costs are not caused by Obamacare, not by insurers. They're caused by increasing health care costs. Medical providers have had a free ride for 6+ years and able to smile and blame it all on Obamacare. What about that?
Well, it's sort of interesting because many of the providers, who had problems with Obamacare, I didn't want to give it up at the end because, of course, this the opportunity to shop and have competition does put a little extra pressure on them. But I think you have to also realize that in a place like North Dakota, where we have 3 dozen critical access hospitals in rural North Dakota, where patients don't have choice, and that access locally actually brings costs down rather than having to travel far distances to get your health care. So that's why there's always going to be some need for collaboration and cooperation and whatnot. But the John makes an important point on the cost side, and we try to get at the cost side, partly with what Sybil was talking about a little bit. But we can do a lot on the cost side, too, on the regulatory side. And this is an area where the administration can get very, very active and very involved, because Obamacare had tens of thousands of pages of rules and regulations that were imposed by the secretary. And so they're looking at a lot of the cost side on the executive through executive order and rulemaking and things like that. And we're in constant contact with our hospital association and doctors, medical association, and how we can help bring costs down.
All right, Eunice and Mandan, let's get your question here before the break.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
We are glad to take your call, Eunice, any day of the week. What's on your mind?
Well, I am a definite Trump supporter, and I just got a Facebook from one of my friends in the state of Washington that tells you all. And she listed everything from A to Z that is not covered under President Trump's revision. And I wonder how she could find something like that out. And how do I check to see if that's really true?
All right. Good question, Eunice. Hang on. We'll answer after the break here. Don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass. There are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides. The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicides. Modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information about action you can take to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading and how you can create a diversified weed management plan for your operation, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
An unbelievable victory, actually, when we get it through the Senate, and there's so much spirit there.
President Trump yesterday talking about the Republican Party being united, and that's what he's really said. Congressman Kramer mentioned the same thing. That's the, you know, sort of the story behind the story here on this particular plan, and the spirit in the Senate now to get it done as well, plus just the political pressure, because the House has sent it there many times and has died there, and now you have President Trump, so it's no, you know, they got to do it. Anyway, that comment from yesterday in the Rose Garden.
We continue with the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. Up to $32 an hour, incredible benefit package. If you have somebody in your family that has experience with tanks or tank trailers, a technician, a welder, Kildare, Williston, and Billings locations of Polar Service Center, a great company, are hiring right now. And again, up to $32 an hour is the magic number, 701-495-3592. So Eunice asked you the question about this friend of hers on Facebook, sends her this list of things that are horrible about this. How do I get the other side of the story?
Yeah, so there are just a whole bunch of resources out there, Eunice. And maybe what I'll do is we'll start publishing more of them on my website and on my Facebook page. So there are some charge, countercharge things. We'll try to get a sense from folks, you know, what the big questions are, and I think we have a pretty good sense of that, especially as it relates to Medicaid and pre-existing conditions, and we'll try to put some stuff together on that. But I'd be interested in anything specific that the person might be saying, because there's so much fear-mongering going on out there, Scott. It's really quite remarkable.
Well, and Kevin and Eunice, most of the fear-mongering going on, most of the games being played, I would argue the person that sent you that is in favor of Obamacare, okay? And again, even Mark Dayton is able to recognize it's a disaster, it's a spiral, you're hearing about people who don't like the replacement, but they support the other one that wasn't sustainable. Really what they're doing is just politically, you know, making a case to, you know, everything, no matter what Congressman Cramer came on here to talk about, no matter what President Trump proposed, it would be bad. You know, you're never going to please him. So it's really questionable whether that's worth wasting a whole lot of time responding on Facebook, because they're just, you know.
We want to get the facts out more, you know, and they'll be disputed as well, but there are just certain things. You know, one of the big ones, of course, is that we're going to get 24 million people off of health care, and it's just blatantly untrue, because of course it presumes that 24 million people who are on some sort of an exchange or something automatically won't have health care anymore, when the reality is, you don't, unlike Obamacare, this one doesn't require you to leave your health insurance. It'll just help bring the cost down. It'll help provide more choice. We also have this patient state stability fund is a $130 billion fund, and that's prior to the $8 billion we're adding, we added in the last day for pre-existing conditions, but this $130 billion is for states to design programs that meet the unique needs of their patient population. So, especially folks on, of course, help for low-income Americans so they can afford health care. It provides backstop sort of safety net for people with pre-existing conditions. It also has specifically in it $15 billion, I'm sorry, for mental health care. So, there's a lot there. In fact, there's more there than a lot of conservative members are comfortable with. This is how the compromise has come to be. But I think any time you take even, and by the way, this is before considering the tax credits that go to low and middle income Americans. Tax credits up to $14,000 per year for a household to pay for insurance that they want and that they need. And this is before doubling, nearly doubling anyway, the tax-free money you can put into a health savings account. So, was it Eunice or somebody asked the question about, no, it was maybe a caller earlier, a texter, but healthcare costs themselves, by allowing people to use more of their own money and to shop, that competition will help bring costs down as well, because you're not confined to one single provider, which is, Scott, in my view, this was the real goal of Obamacare. They knew that rates weren't going to come down $2,500 per family. They've gone up about $5,000 per family. They knew that you didn't get to keep your doctor, you don't get to keep your insurance company, that it would price insurance companies right out of the market and people right out of the market, so that ultimately they'd have a situation like we're seeing now in Iowa, where there are no insurance companies. Therefore, the government can step in and be just the only provider. And that really was the goal, in my view.
Eunice, Congressman Cramer is going to be in your fine city on Thursday, 12 noon at the Mandan Eagles for a Coffee with Cramer event. So maybe you print out that list from your friend, and you'll get a bunch of answers right there. How about that?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Am I on?
You are,
yep.
Oh, well, because we are both in our 70s, and we do have pre-existing, and
I have skin cancer. My husband has heart. And I'm going, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I understand. Believe me.
Is there really a list that says what isn't covered?
No, there's no such a list that says what is not covered. In fact, we have the same essential health benefits in our bill as were in Obamacare. What your friend may be referring to is that some states can apply for these waivers. But first of all, it's hard for me to imagine what whether a state would do that. You know, that's the first thing. The second thing is, you're not even in that population that would be affected, Eunice. This is the 7% of the population that does not get Medicare, TRICARE, VA, employer provided. So this is just the individual market alone, and that's 7% of the entire population.
Appreciate the call, Eunice, and wish you the best of luck. We'll give out those locations and times a little later on. You're going to be in Minot on Monday and Mandan and Bismarck on Thursday, I believe, right?
That's right. Yeah, Minot Monday from 4 to 5 at Classic Rock. These are all Coffee with Kramer, so there'll be coffee served at them. Then the Mandan Eagles 12 to 1, and then Bismarck Eagles from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursday.
All right, so check Congressman Kramer's webpage and Facebook if you need more information on the exact times of those. Those are wonderful, though. Those are open to everyone. And I really encourage people who, you know, are supporters of Congressman Kramer, maybe that might be conservative, certainly who have questions and concerns about Obamacare or whatever else, to go there, because what happens is the fake protest crowd is really out now. The vulgar hats and all the different games that are played by some of these just fringe groups, and they do it professionally. They do it for a living. So they go there and try and disrupt these. And what I would call real people, actual voters, people that work for a living and are out there, retired or, whatever, that are just trying to sort all this out, get left to the side because these people come and try and dominate these things. So it's important for you to go there and participate and get your questions and make sure there's a representative balance of the folks that are out there. Speaking of pre-existing conditions, here's a text from a listener, Representative Kramer. The pre-existing condition mandate drives up costs for everyone by a lot, and not just for 7% of the population. As long as it is in place, Obamacare is not repealed. What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, the person makes a point in how this affects the market, but it needs to be clearly understood that employer-provided health care is not affected by this at all. And he makes a point, he or she makes the point that yes, if you affect the 7% side, it can affect the other side. But the workforce or the worker or employer provided coverage, remember one of the things we eliminate is the tax on that. There's a tax on premiums.
Of course there is. Yeah.
So we eliminate that. So that should actually help that side.
Hang on, we'll let you finish on that one. If we need to, and others waiting, Jeremy and Jamestown, John and Minot, Richard and Fargo on deck. Stay tuned.
May 12th and 13th, music, stars, and classic cars at The Hop. Rock and Roll Festival coming to Minot, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker,
Angel,
Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. Not to mention, Rocky and the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace food locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most importantly, yes, premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan. And ultimately, that's what it's all about. We knew that wasn't going to work. I predicted it a long time ago. I said it's failing. And now it's obvious that it's failing. It's dead. It's essentially dead. If we don't pay lots of ransom money over to the insurance companies, it would die immediately.
That is Donald Trump yesterday. And what was that like yesterday? He seemed to be just basking in it, something, you know, in an,
well, he, you know what was, it was nice. It was fun. It was nice to be there. It was a little stressful for me because I had a plane to catch. Chris was with me. She was out there for the, First Lady's Luncheon, which by the way was fabulous and the largest, most successful one in the history of the 105 years they've been doing it. So she spent the noon hour with Melania and I spent the noon hour passing this bill and then going to the White House. But it was nice because what you saw is that, you know, is you saw a unified Republican Congress and unified with their president and the vice president. And that's really important for people to see that this unified Republican government is functional and that we don't all agree 100% on everything, but that through negotiation, through constant listening. And by the way, it was very good for our speaker. Paul Ryan took a lot of heat for pulling the bill the first time. And yet what Paul did was he kept the ball alive. He kept telling us to keep listening to one another, keep talking to one another, care for each other. And he was just diligent in that. And by the way, both he and the president sort of took a step back and let the members themselves hash through their disagreements and arguments and then came back when it was necessary. And at the end, of course, the president and the vice president and the entire cabinet that they're involved got very involved in lobbying. And yesterday we were there with not just the president and the vice president, but of course Jared Kushner was there and Gary Cohen and Reince Priebus and Ivanka Trump, all the people that were very involved in the lobbying effort, Kellyanne Conway, so the entire legislative team from there, they're all friends of mine that worked in the House previous to going to the White House. So it was just great to be with everybody and say, hey, here's what happens when you all work together.
Did you have anything else to answer to Adam's text about how the pre-existing condition mandate drives up the cost for everyone, and it's basically...
Well, the only thing I would say is that the mandate is for coverage, but that the government, maybe just as a statistic, as I'm sort of searching my memory bank here, as I recall, it's about 5% of the population that accounts for about 50% of the cost in healthcare. And that's understandable. I mean, again, most people buy insurance hoping to never need it. So that said, the mandate can, of course, cost a lot. But in our plan, we provide, government funding to make up the difference, so that it's not just that burden doesn't just rest on the insurance companies themselves. We want the insurance companies to be able to keep premiums low, and we want to also provide incentive for the patients to work more directly with their healthcare provider to keep the costs of healthcare lower. That is going to require a safety net. Now, Medicaid is one of the safety nets. We shore up Medicaid by reforming it. And some people don't like it because we're going to roll back this Medicaid expansion over a course of time. But anybody that's currently in Medicaid expansion is there as long as they need it, as long as they maintain continuous coverage. So nobody's getting the rug pulled out from under them. But into the decades into the future, it's going to save Medicaid lots of money so that Medicaid can be available for the people that need it the most, the people it was designed for, the most needy, the people that, with the least resources and that have the greatest illness. So there's lots of ways that this works to help keep rates lower and provide competition and more options in the insurance market, while at the same time providing a safety net more through government reform than through just simply the mandate itself.
Jeremy in Jamestown for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Jeremy.
I have several questions. So it's really hard to decipher which exact one I'd like to phrase.
Sure.
But looking at the pre-existing conditions as per published by the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
According to their information, the American Health Care Act will once again allow insurers to charge people more with these pre-existing conditions, and it's an extensive list, one of which being a survivor of domestic violence. And I'm unsure how that can be justified as a pre-existing condition.
Okay, so if I understand your question right, the Kaiser Foundation is claiming that a survivor of domestic violence is a pre-existing condition, or the domestic violence is a pre-existing condition?
Under the classifications of the American Health Care Act, it would allow insurers to charge people that have been, survivors of a domestic violence with having that be a pre-existing condition.
Well, first of all, to me, Jeremy, right off the bat, just listening to that description by the Kaiser Foundation, it looks like, first of all, they take a very extreme and highly unlikely scenario and make it like the standard. And I doubt that that's the case at all, frankly. But a survivor, just say, for example, a survivor of domestic abuse, if that domestic abuse created a condition, whether it be post-traumatic stress disorder or, broken bones of some sort that can't be healed. I suppose there's some plausible, explainable condition that was the result of domestic violence. But it's not the domestic violence itself that makes it a condition. It's the condition that makes it a condition. And under that scenario, of course, anybody that has a pre-existing condition under Obamacare or the American Health Care Act, they're guaranteed coverage. To the point of the price side, which may be the Kaiser Foundation references, and some people do. There's a claim that the American Health Care Act would allow people with pre-existing conditions to be priced out of the market, which would, have the same effect, if you will, as not covering it. But so we do allow, the American Health Care Act allows states, now again, getting back to states, to seek a limited waiver if they want, okay, to give the state an option to allow a company to charge a higher premium with a condition. They have to meet a couple of criteria. The first one is if the patient discontinues their healthcare coverage. Remember, I talked earlier about what we want is people to maintain their coverage. But if you maintain your coverage, so you have continuous coverage, never have a break of more than 63 days, then you can't even they can't even discriminate on price for that pre-existing condition, whatever that pre-existing condition would be.
Appreciate the call, Jeremy. Got to keep rolling here today because we have a jam-packed set of lines here in Texas. Keep rolling in. Please ask Congressman Cramer if the new health care plan will be good enough for him and Senate members, the president, and other representative, justices of the Supreme Court, et cetera, to be on it.
Well, I can't speak for the justices of the Supreme Court, but in our bill, it's sort of interesting. In our bill, remember, Obamacare carved out members of Congress. I don't know how people do that, but when the Democrats passed Obamacare, they carved themselves out of it. So when I came into office, with Obamacare being the law, I voluntarily went on the exchange. Even though I didn't have to, I voluntarily went on the exchange. Chris is my insurance, health insurance, our family health insurance has gone up 300% since I was elected to Congress. That's where our premiums have gone up. And so we voluntarily did that. And then in this bill, when we, this is nerdy stuff again, Scott, but when we used budget reconciliation so we could pass a bill with only 51 Senate votes, this is really critical. Budget reconciliation in the Senate has very strict rules where you can't change policy. You can only change money, revenue and expenses because it is budget reconciliation. It's not a policy document. That's why we don't repeal the mandates. We repeal the penalties for the mandates. We don't repeal, certain policies. We repeal the taxes. We can do those kinds of things and then replace them with other revenue sources, but we can't just have a straight out repeal of policy. Well, we tried to repeal the carve out for members of Congress, and the Senate said you can't do that because that's policy. That would disqualify the whole law. So what we did instead, when they sent it back to us, the Senate can do it, by the way. When we send it back to them now, they can now remove that carve out for members of Congress. But we passed a standalone bill before we passed this bill. And by the way, I think it passed like 420-some to 1, or maybe it was even unanimous by the end. But we passed a bill that requires members of Congress to live under whatever it is we pass. Democrats, by the way, voted no when it was a voice vote. We asked then for a roll call vote, and they all voted yes. So that's the hypocrisy of it. We have members of Congress, both Senator Hovind and I, we both are on Obamacare exchanges, even though neither one of us needs to be.
Is Senator Heitkamp on Obamacare?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her that. I don't recall. I thought there was a time, when she was not, that she was on her husband's health care plan, but I don't know. Scott, I don't want to speak for her. She may have changed that recently. I don't know.
She should be asked. John and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Is this health insurance program going to pay for itself, or are we going to have to borrow money from China, or are they going to take it out of some other program or department, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, very, very good question, John. Thank you for that. In order for us to use this budget reconciliation process, with only 51 Senate votes, it actually has to save money. So it does it pay for itself? It's clearly got some government funding. It's got taxpayer funding. I mean, Medicaid is a taxpayer-funded mandate. It's an entitlement program. We actually save about $880 billion in Medicaid over the course of 10 years from this bill. It's got tax credits as its sort of foundation. So it replaces the mandate and the penalties and whatnot with refundable tax credits for lower and middle income people. But the difference being that with their own tax dollars, with their own money, they get to purchase what they want, and that will bring premium costs down. But yeah, no, there's still some federal taxpayer dollars that will help fund people that need the help.
You have any idea how much it's going to cost us?
Well, it's going to save, and I forget what the CBO score was now when we did it, but it was something like $300-some billion it was going to save. Now, there have been some amendments since then, but if it doesn't save taxpayer dollars, it disqualifies under the Budget Reconciliation Act. So we're able to use budget reconciliation. It has to save tax dollars, so it's actually less expensive than what we have now.
Good question, John. Thank you for that. A bunch more texts and other calls waiting as well. And we have Richard and Fargo, Bob and Bismarck, Clinton Bismarck, and a pile of texts. And last chance to get your calls in. We'll go to the lightning round next. Go as quick as we can with Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550. Friday edition of the program. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Talking with Aubrey of Inner Office Furniture and Design again today. Over the past weeks, we've been talking about the new trends in office furniture, but what about the classics? Are they still around, Aubrey?
Yes, of course. Herma Miller has been built on their designs of the past and present. All their archival pieces are now called the Herma Miller Collection. The Herman Miller Collection presents offerings as well as designs from Charles and Ray Eames, George Nelson, Alexander Girard, and many more. They are timeless designs. One of the most popular chairs from the collection is the Eames Lounge Chair and Ottoman. Scott, we really need to get one of those in your office.
I would love it. Like a Frank Lloyd Wright inspiration there, maybe?
Yes.
Or who?
Yes, very similar to Frank Lloyd Wright. They did actually work together on many projects. Do you know what the inspiration was for the Eames Lounge Chair?
I don't.
It was a warm, receptive look of a well-used first baseman's mitt. This chair was introduced back in 1956, and there's nothing like it. It's still around today, and it is actually in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. If you have an Eames Lounge Chair from the 1950s or 60s, and it needs a little care, we can send it in to Herman Miller's collection team, and they will actually restuff the cushions and repair zippers on the chair. We want your chair to last a lifetime.
And I want a glove in my office real soon. Thank you, Robbery. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you for a way you can move bigger loads and increase productivity on your farm or work site with New Holland skid steer loaders. Super Boom skid steer loaders combine incredible stability with superior reach. The result? You get more lift capacity per pound of total machine weight, and that means you can move bigger loads. You also get superior speed thanks to proven engine power and fast hydraulic response. Increase your productivity with a New Holland skid steer loader from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As far as I'm concerned, your premiums, they're going to start to come down. We're going to get this passed through the Senate. I feel so confident. Your deductibles, when it comes to deductibles, they were so ridiculous that nobody got to use their current plan.
Well, that President Donald Trump right there was talking to this listener, Bren, who said Obamacare was an absolute nightmare for my husband and myself. Could not afford the $1,800 a month premium with the $5,000 deductible each. How's that for ridiculous for the average family? Unusable at that. A lot of those stories out there, which is obviously why we're talking about the effort to repeal it and replace it with Congressman Kramer today, brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, locally owned. That means something, folks. You own PetroServe USA. That's right. Who owns it? You own it. You do. It's a member co-op. And the fact you sign up, you'll get dividends back. So get in there and enjoy that 4 for $4 deal, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies on the planet Earth, part of that deal, and a 20-ounce drink, 4 for $4. Their cookies are phenomenal. Bring a bunch home for the kids this weekend. You'll be dad of the year. Trust me on this one thing. And, of course, they also have great specials inside. You register for a $50,000 giveaway they're doing and much more. Connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA. All right, back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer. We'll go as quick as we can here with these calls, questions, and comments just to get to everybody because we are short on time. Jeremy Jamestown, go ahead.
Hi there. So I'm calling back again. Another follow-up question I had for the congressman was, according to an article published by New York Times, states would no longer have to consider schools eligible Medicaid providers, thus meaning that they would not be entitled to reimbursement. And according to the AASA, which is an advocacy group for school superintendents, school districts around the nation receive $4 billion in Medicaid reimbursement.
Is the New York Times correct, Congressman Kramer?
Yeah, I'd have to check that, the details of that. I recall something about part of the Medicaid portion of it and as it relates to schools, but I'd have to look that up very specifically. But I'm a little bit confused. So school, as a Medicaid, as a provider for Medicaid reimbursement, I suppose that their clinic or their health clinic in the school or something would be.
It's unusual, though, isn't it, that they would have a clinic within the school? I mean, first rule of thumb, Jeremy, is the New York Times probably isn't giving you the straight scoop, but we'll follow up on that one.
Yeah, I don't want to presume that, but anyway,
I do.
We'll check. Okay.
Richard in Fargo, go ahead for Congressman Kramer. You're up.
Yes, sir. You had mentioned that Congress is working on a concealed carry reciprocity.
Yep.
And I've had a number of those over the years. The first one that I no longer have, the Washington State or the Oregon State. Washington State just required a trip to the Sheriff's Department. Oregon State required a 3 to 4 hour seminar, which could be taken in the evening. Mm. And I currently have a Utah permit, which is good in the most states. And for Utah, I had to go all the way over to Woodbury, Minnesota, because that required a Utah-certified instructor. It was an all-day seminar and worth every penny of it. At the end of the seminar, we had to go out to a shooting range and demonstrate proficiency there. Two individuals had to have additional time on the range. What I'm wondering is, how do you get reciprocity with a state like Washington State that just required a trip to the Sheriff's Department, and here Utah has all of these requirements that I think are just gold, and they issue a concealed carry permit that has the individual's picture on it and everything.
Can I ask you something, Richard? Do you know, do other states just, are there other states who have less rigorous than Utah? Is there anybody just says, if you have a Utah, you know, permit, you have reciprocity with us? I mean, are there any state-to-state relationships that you're aware of or compacts like that?
Well, Utah is honored by the most states, and they've changed their rule for when mine comes due, I'm going to have to get a concealed carry in the state of North Dakota where I'm a resident. They're going to require that you have one in the state that you're a resident of. Never used to be the case.
Wow. Well, as you know, probably I'm a co-sponsor of the reciprocity bill, the concealed carry reciprocity bill in the House. I've talked to the chairman of the Judiciary Committee where that bill is currently been assigned, of course, and he believes, and that the committee believes, that they'll be able to have hearings on it and bring it up for a vote in the both in the committee and in the House, on the House floor.
Run a sort of time. I want to get in one more. Richard, appreciate the call, and thanks for your passion on the issue. Texter says, Republicans did exactly what has always frustrated us. They went halfway to a free market solution. They can't keep the benefits and get rid of the mandates. The numbers just don't work. Insurance companies will go out of business faster. Then we're left with single payer. Thank you, the swamp. 20 seconds for your answer on that.
Well, this is blatantly not true. I mean, we did everything we can do under the law through budget reconciliation, and states can request and receive waivers if they can demonstrate coverage, if they can demonstrate some sort of form of a safety net. And yes, we are a country that does have safety nets for people that that either have pre-existing conditions or can't afford care. It was way back in the 1980s that we passed universal health care coverage. It required everybody to be covered. That's the other little misnomer that we forget about. That this was under Ronald Reagan that we did this. So it's a long-standing tradition.
All right. Well, to be continued. Don't forget those three town halls next week for you to take in. This is Mark Mandan and mine. Congressman Kramer, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. How was the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.